You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
Has it felt like life stood still this year, except for your worsening knee pain? If you've put off that joint replacement you need, now is the time. Mercy's joint replacement experts are ready to safely replace your knee so you can get back in motion. Get a free guide to knee replacement at mercy.net/knee time. Visit mercy.net/knee time for your free guide. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. If you're having a baby in these challenging times, Mercy is here for you. We're taking measures to protect our birth centers, following all guidelines to keep you, your baby, and our caregivers safe. Mercy has been supporting safe pregnancies for nearly 200 years, and as we face this new challenge, our legacy endures. Download our pregnancy and childbirth guides at mercy.net/safebaby. Visit mercy.net/safebaby. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of a Celebrating America program. Speaking from the Lincoln Memorial, Biden said he wanted his inauguration to be about the American people and said that America's story depends on all Americans.
This is a great nation. We're good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. Requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness. America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
This is USA Radio News. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers when to send the article of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate, senators are debating how to handle trying a president no longer in office. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he does not agree with Senator Mitch McConnell's recent remarks on the Senate floor, blaming President Trump for the Capitol riots. He tells Fox News that McConnell is giving legitimacy to the impeachment process with his words.
That would be a crime to provoke somebody to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where he did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden signed a number of executive orders during his first hours in office. Among those signed Wednesday was a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders to rejoin the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far. And advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running to rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital. And there's no time to start like today.
The president's plan to rejoin the Paris Accord has drawn calls for a Senate review of the treaty. Four Republican senators submitted a resolution saying the president should not be allowed to enter into an international treaty without Senate approval. And after a 17-year career in the NFL, Philip Rivers is hanging up his cleats. The prolific quarterback announced his retirement Wednesday after 16 years with the Chargers and spending the past season with the Colts. Rivers ranks fifth all-time with 63,440 passing yards and fifth all-time with 421 touchdown passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, all from an app. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than other insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, things like braking, turning, and how much you drive. And you get a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, which means good drivers could save hundreds. And this puts the power back where it belongs, in your hands. It's also easy to customize. The app walks you through each step so you know exactly what you're getting and get exactly what you need. It's car insurance made for you. Because good drivers deserve better rates, a better experience, and more control. Download the Root app today and see how easy car insurance can be. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails, and it feels like it's been about a year since we've done this show. For those of you just catching up, there's been a lot of things going on in my personal life. Private life has pretty much gone to shit. Most of you know a lot of it. Some of you don't. And I'm not going into too much of it tonight. Honestly, because we don't really have much time. Because we have some catching up to do on Buffoon of the Week. But before we get to that, I have to talk about the obligatory story of the day. We have President Joe Biden. We're gonna get into this a little bit, probably starting on Monday's show. Because my plan, as long as I'm not completely exhausted by grandchildren by then, is to bring this show back to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, starting at next week at 11 Eastern. I will probably, honestly, table the Rick Robinson show for one more weekend, only because last week I had three to keep up with. This week I'm going to have four. So I don't know. It depends. Carson usually winds up going home kind of early, so I guess it depends on how I feel once the other two that don't live with us full-time are gone. So there may be a Rick Robinson show this Sunday. I'm just not going to make any promises about that yet. But we are going to do an America Off the Rails. But, of course, we got to talk about, you know, today. So first things first, the peaceful transition of power worked, much to the chagrin of the Democrats and the media. Nothing crazy happened, at least not that I've been able to find. Also, we didn't have any conservatives weeping, gnashing of teeth, ripping clothes, screaming at the moon. You know, all the things that we watched the liberals do 4 years ago. There were no, you know, college pajama parties with pizza and color books and pillow forts and all the other bullshit that we went through with the liberals 4 years ago. Because we know how to be adults. For the most part. So, yeah. So, congratulations, America. We've done it again. Peaceful transition of power held. But you better buckle up and get ready, because the crazy party controls everything for the next 2 years. And they're not going to squander it the way Obama did. It's not going to happen. Joe Biden has been prepping for this since he was, well, just to be honest, Joe Biden has been prepping for this since they bronzed his baby shoes. His family has been grooming him for this for forever. As a matter of fact, there is a rumor that when Dr. Jill Biden became his significant other, fiance, and then eventually his wife, there was a sit-down moment with the family. Get on board, he's going to be president, whether you like it or not. So either get on board or get out of the way. So, yeah. So anyway, I don't know what the next 4 years are going to hold. I don't know what the next 2 years are going to hold. I don't know what the next 90 days are going to hold, because I'm pretty sure that's probably about as long as Joe Biden's going to be in office. What I do know is that we as conservatives need to stop panicking and stop flipping out. Look, I get it. Some really shady shit happened during this election. We weren't able to prove enough of it, though. So stop worrying about it. It's not going to change anything. We already know, most of us, that were watching that night that they stole the election. But it's not gonna change anything for us to keep yelling about it. So this is what we need to do. And I've been saying this on the morning show for weeks. I've been saying this on pretty much every political show I do for weeks. Stop focusing on national politics. Do what you can to fix your corner of the world. Right now, your corner of the world is the only corner that matters. Fix it. Get involved in local politics. Help people that you know that want to get involved in local politics. Find a way to make sure that at the local level, things are happening the way you need them to happen to make sure that you and your family are protected. We need to stop focusing on national level politics. And I know that is a really weird thing to say for a guy that does political talk radio 5 days a week, four nights a week, and most of it is national level politics. But I'm telling you, after doing this for 11 years, we can't fix this. Not if we keep doing the same things over and over and over again, which is what we're doing. We keep running into the same brick walls. We keep having to deal with people that know how to cheat and game the system better than we do. So quit playing by their rules. Quit trying to beat them at their own game and change the fucking game. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm a little hot tonight, but I haven't been able to do this show for a while. And there's been a lot of things that I've wanted to say. So there's a reason we run a language disclaimer on this program and pretty much every other one that we do, because we're not FCC regulated. So if my language offends you, fuck off. That's why you have other shows you can listen to. And I know, as of right now, as soon as I said that, a bunch of people just turned it off. I don't care anymore. I would rather have five people that listen to this show and listen to what I say and try to make things better than have a million people listening every day. Because it's not going to do me any good to fill my coffers if I'm going to be taxed to death for the rest of my fucking life. And that's where we're headed. It's not going to matter how much money I make if the government's going to take over half of it every chance they get, and then the state and local government are going to take some of the other half. So quit bitching, quit whining, quit complaining, and find a way to fix the shit in your own neighborhood. If your school system sucks, quit bitching about it and go run for the school board. But Rick, I work 40 hours a week and I have kids and I have this and I have that. I don't care. If it matters to you, you will find time. This is something that I've learned the hard way over the last 6 months, because it's what I kept trying to explain to my wife, because she was always upset because I was always working at the radio station or always working on this or always working on other stuff. And I'm like, look, honey, we still have time. We can always find time. There is always time. But it got to be, it wasn't enough. Because she never understood that to me, this is my calling. No, it is not what pays my bills yet. It may never be what pays my bills. But this is what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. And I feel it with every fiber of my being. And now, this is the time that I think I am in exactly the right place and exactly the right time to start saying the things that need to be said. And the simple fact of the matter is, if you are that worried about Joe Biden being able to ruin your life, then thank you for proving the point that I have been screaming for the last 11 years that nobody wants to listen to, that our federal government has gotten way too much motherfucking power and way too much power consolidated in one little bitty group of like 600 fucking people. So thank you for finally proving my point. Now are you ready to listen to the rest of what I've been screaming for the last 11 years, which is get your ass off the couch, put down the motherfucking remote, and find a way to get involved at the local level. I don't care if it's your school board. I don't care if it's running for your city council. Do something. Go knock on doors. I mean, look, not everybody's going to be able to be a politician. I get that. I couldn't do it. I would get arrested. Because I would be punching people in the face. I said that in the 2016 election. If I were Ted Cruz and Donald Trump said the shit that he said about my wife, I would have walked onto that dais after the first debate, to the second debate, walked up, punched him right square in the fucking face, turned on heel and walked off. Because where I'm from, you don't talk about another man's wife. And that went all through me. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't vote for him in the first place. I did in 2020. Didn't do any good because they found a way to steal it. You're never going to convince me that didn't happen. There was way too much weird shit going on election night that nobody wants to talk about. It's all
good, Rick. You know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was, everything's fine.
Sure. So, but we have two choices. We can either sit here, wring our hands, freak out, cry, wonder how soon it's going to be before we're all going to get rounded up and put in FEMA re-education camps, or we can start fixing things where we can fix things. Fix things in your house if you can't fix anything else. If you're that worried about the fact that your children aren't being taught civics, then take 20 minutes a week and teach your kids motherfucking civics. You have a computer in your... Right now, most of you are listening to me either on a computer or on the smallest fucking computer known to man, your cell phone. That thing has everything you ever needed to know a few clicks away. Stop telling me. It's like, oh my God, prayer needs to be put back in schools. No, prayer needs to be at the fucking dinner table. And I know that is a really weird thing for me to say while I'm cursing, but that's just exactly how angry and frustrated I am about all this, because I'm so tired of the children need to be saying prayers in school. You know what? Maybe they do. But maybe if you were saying prayers with them at night, or maybe if you were actually sitting at the dinner table with them every once in a while and actually praying with them, or having one of them even say the prayer, does it really matter? Because if you're teaching them how to pray, if you're showing them what they're supposed to do, there are plenty of times throughout their day that they can say prayers. Do you realize that because with everything that I've been going through, I've gotten to the point where I pray about 15, 20 times a day? I've probably prayed more in the last 6 months than I have in the entire 48 years I've been alive. For everything. From trying to see if there was a way to save my marriage, trying to see if there's some way to save the country, trying to figure out how in the hell we're supposed to survive if what happened today officially happens, and pretty much everybody at this point, everything's being controlled by one brand, one party. And in my opinion, it's the wrong one. And I keep coming back to the same thing. You have to get involved. If you don't like what's happening in the world around you, be the change that you need to fix it. Why do you think I started doing this? Because at the time, it was all I could do. I wasn't in physical shape to be able to go knock on doors. I wasn't in any position to be able to, you know, try to run for any form of office. You know, and at some point, I may even decide to put my money where my mouth is. If I do, I'll have to kill. I won't be able to do this kind of stuff anymore, which is another reason why I haven't. But I have people all the time ask me, why aren't you running for office? Up until now, it's been because my wife would kill me. I don't have that problem anymore. But now I have to weigh the pros and cons. Am I able to reach more people doing what I'm doing right now? and inspire more people to do that elsewhere? Or will it be a better idea for me to finally maybe try to throw my hat in the ring and see what happens? I don't know yet, but you can rest assured that'll be something that I'm going to start praying about. Because I just don't know. What I do know is we cannot keep doing the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. And that's all we've been doing. Even me. You know, we keep talking about how we're going to win back the house in 2 years. How are we supposed to do that with a system as broken as this one is? What are we going to do to make sure that in 2 years, we know that whoever actually wins the election are the people that actually won the election? What are we going to do to fix it? Because I have to tell you, I am completely disillusioned about our elections. After watching what I saw happen on election night, and every single swing state all taking their ball and going home at the exact same fucking time, and everyone reporting that that was so, and then the next day, all these stories, well, it turns out they were still counting after all, and these people were still counting, and these people were still counting, and blah, 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 and all of that, and then, you know, we have people on our, even on our side, they're like, yeah, you know, most of those stories that you're talking about were debunked. The hell they were! I was watching it happen! I was talking about it while it was happening. Don't tell me I cannot believe what I saw and heard with my own eyes and ears. Because nothing like this has ever happened before. But again, we can sit here and scream and yell and weep and gnash teeth and cry at the moon and do coloring parties. We can do all that. Or we can start working on fixing what's actually broken. And right now, everything is broken. So pick your target and go to work. You don't like what's being taught in schools? Start teaching in your home. You don't like the fact that kids don't pray in schools anymore? Start praying in your home. You don't like the fact that politicians don't listen to their constituency? Maybe go start going to the meetings. Make them listen to you. If that doesn't work, then become one and be the politician that you've always wanted the other politicians to be, and be the ones that will listen to the people that sent them there. What happens next is up to you. You still have control of your life. It is yours. No one else's. People can tell you what you should do. People like me can give you suggestions about what you can do, but only you can decide how far you're going to go in this life. Only you can decide what is next for you. And that means you have to decide every single day what type of a person you're going to be. Because the thing that I have come to terms with over the last 6 months is I'm not the same person as I was yesterday. I'm not the same person as I was 2 days ago. Because I have a chance to be a new me every single day. And the only goal that I have for myself right now is to make sure that I am a better version of me the next day than I was the day before. Our focus really starts needing to be... Let me try that again. Our focus really needs to start becoming that simple. Your job every day is to make sure that you are a better person than you were yesterday. That is your first goal. Period. When you figure that out, the next step is for you to figure out what parts of your life you can change and make better. If there are things that are going on in your life that you don't like, what can you get rid of? What can you not focus on anymore? After that, when you get that dealt with, then you start looking at the world around you. Because by then, your focus is different. Because you're not having all of your energy burning up on all the things that are driving you crazy. You have energy that you can put towards other things. I'm telling you, these are things that I figured out over the last year. I haven't talked about them yet because I hadn't been able to articulate them yet. I'm going to be honest, I didn't even plan on talking about them tonight. This is the closest to being able to articulate what I have been going through for the last year. And there goes my computer. Wait, nope, just the monitor. Oh, I thought we crashed. I hadn't touched anything in so long. The monitor was like, yeah, I'm going to sleep now. I kept waiting for the blue screen. Anyway. All right, on that note, because I got distracted, we're going to take a break. We'll probably finish talking about this later, maybe another time, because we're already halfway through the show, and I still even haven't even played a single segment of the Phone of the Week, so we're going to get to that, and then if we have any time left, because I haven't timed this one yet, we might go back to what we were talking about before, but we're going to take a break. See, I went super long. We even skipped a break. I usually do four in this show, only doing one. We will be right back. This is America Off the Rails. I am the ranty one, otherwise known as Rick Robinson. We'll be right back.
Loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
We are live. This is America Off the Rails. You know what? I was reading through here, and I think we've done all of these already. It looks like he's done just a little short one to kind of get everybody ready for 2021. So we're going to play that now. I kept looking for the final show where he, like, did the thing that said who won, but I haven't found that one yet. So anyway, here's this. If I can remember it, unmute it.
Ain't nothing changed, nothing new here to see. This ain't nothing but some political maneuvering.
America!
Welcome to the eulogy, eat it up. It's called political buffoonery.
Have you ever watched the news and just thought to yourself, man, what a bunch of idiots? Well, have we got the show for you. Welcome to Buffoon of the Week, a show that reviews last week's news and current events in search of people who were so completely and utterly stupid that they should be singled out as the dumbest newsmaker of the week. Now, it may all seem like fun and games, but we take our buffoonery seriously here at Buffoon of the Week. I mean, this is science, people. Buffoonology ain't no joke. You see, each week, we'll nominate some contenders, break down our reasons why they're nominated, and run them through our trademark-pending Sharpton Scale of Buffoonery, where we'll measure each nominee's buffoonish nature and the buffoonish magnitude of their actions. Then, it's up to you to decide who earns our dubious distinction by leaving a comment below the video or by voting in our poll at buffoonoftheweek.com. So, are you a phoony like us? Check out the latest video and tell us who you got for Buffoon of the Week.
All views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily of the mainstream media and may offend some listeners.
It's called political buffoonery.
Come on, man.
Alright, so I guess that was kind of the teaser leading up to 2021. Just, I can't find the final results show anywhere. I guess maybe he just posted it to the website, because it's not on YouTube. You guys may want to go to buffoonoftheweek.com, see if you can actually figure out who actually became Buffoon of the Year, because I can't seem to find anything about it here. Bear with me for just a moment. Alright. So, I guess since we don't really have that to listen to, I guess we can go back to what we were talking about before. We only have about less than 20 minutes left anyway. I don't know. I mean, guys, look, it's pretty simple. We can either keep being mad about what happened, keep being upset about the fact that we got gamed, or we can start trying to fix what's broken. I don't know about you, but I'm leaning towards fixing what's broken. I don't know what else to do. And at this point, the only way to really fix what's broken is to start fixing it from the bottom up. Fixing things from the top down ain't gonna work. Not when it comes to politics. Trickle-down economics does actually work, no matter what the Democrats tell you. But trickle-down politics, that don't work. Simple fact of the matter is, you have a decision to make. And you have to re-decide it every single day. How much of yourself are you willing to invest to make sure that your children and grandchildren have the kind of country to grow up in that you want them to grow up in? Because that's what this comes down to. As for me, I want my grandchildren and my children to grow up free. My children have managed to do that. My grandchildren are just starting to come onto the scene. They're the ones that I am now concerned about the most. Because I don't know what the future holds for them. And if the Democrats have their way, they're going to be on universal basic income, living in a plain gray box of a house, driving a plain green car, plain gray car, can't talk, and being told where they can go to work. Because the state will know all, the state will decide all, and the state is mother and father. And if that sounds familiar, it's actually a portion of the Soviet creed that children had to say, you know, we say the Pledge of Allegiance. They say the state is mother and father. Along with a few other things. I actually heard that at the Yakov Smirnoff show when my soon-to-be ex-wife and I went to Branson a few months ago. And it literally gave me chills to think about the differences between how he grew up versus how I grew up. And to think that there are so many people in this country that want us to grow up that way. We now have national level Hollywood figures talking about the fact that the president and the first lady are the parents of the country. The state is mother and father. That's what they just said. They just said it in a way that seemed cute and fuzzy. The state is mother and father. You have a choice to make, and you have to make it every single day. Some of you will do more than others. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of you can accomplish more than others. Some of you have the energy to keep going where others will falter. There's nothing wrong with that. Whatever it is that you can do to make your corner of the world a better place, you should start doing that. Even if it's starting small. Whatever it is. Maybe the first thing you need to do is focus on getting yourself into better shape. Because if you aren't in good shape, you can't do the things you need to do anyway. And that's something else that I've been fighting with now for 3 years. Because I let myself get so depressed and so frustrated about everything that was going wrong with my life that I just gave up. The only time I ever felt like myself is when I was doing what I'm doing right now. So I did as much of that as I could, which kept me sane, but it also eventually meant that when I started trying to do things like go out of the house or go play sports with the grandkids or even go on a walk with the wife, I was having to sit down every 5 minutes because I wasn't taking care of myself. Don't get me wrong, because I'm not trying to down anyone. I'm not trying to say that you're doing anything wrong. I'm saying you have to decide what it is that you're going to do. especially those of you that have are like-minded like I am, that feel like as of right now, we can officially say the country is going in the wrong direction. You have to decide what it is that you are going to do. And before anyone says anything, I'm not talking about armed insurrection. Nobody running down the street yelling Wolverines. Not what I'm talking about, so don't even try it. But what I am saying is you have the power to make the changes that you need to not only make sure that you are okay and that your family is okay, but that your corner of the world is okay. Start putting back $5 a week. Shove it in a coffee can if you're afraid to put it in a bank. Make sure that you have an emergency fund. Once you have an emergency fund, start stocking up on food so that if anything goes sideways, you're okay. Once you have food stocked up on, make sure you've got a deep freezer so you can store extra food. Once you have all of those things done, make sure you have a generator so that if the power goes out, your food can stay cold. Once you get all that done, then you can see what else you can do to make sure that your corner of the world is a better place. I'm not going to steal Dave Ramsey's thunder because the first thing I was going to talk about was make sure you're paying down your credit cards while you can. Because you might need them. Guys, I don't know what tomorrow holds. If 2020 taught me anything, it taught me that. But I know that we cannot give up. And it really is that simple. You cannot give up. Wherever you are right now, whatever you're going through right now, realize that you are not alone. There are plenty of people that feel exactly the way you do right now. There are plenty of people that understand that you are freaking out about what is going on in this country right now. And we're here for you. If you can't get to us any other way, come into the chat room. We monitor the thing even when the shows aren't on. If you can't get to us any other way, just come in there. KLRradio.net/chat. Just say, I need help, or can somebody talk to me? Because I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know this country is not going away without a fight from me. I don't know what that fight looks like yet. But I know I'm not giving up. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't even know if it can be done. But I know I'm not giving up. I've given up too many times in my life. I'm done. This is too important. And I know some of you listening right now are rolling your eyes and, oh, listen to him being melodramatic. It's not that big a deal. You know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not to you. But when you watch a president who did more for the middle class in 4 years than the last three presidents before him get lambasted by the media over and over and over again, nothing he did or said was right. Now, here we sit, even days before the inauguration, with the office of the president-elect holding press conferences, talking about how schools need to reopen safely again, and how businesses can't remain shut down for forever. when Donald Trump said that the media ate his lunch. When Joe Biden said that the media ate something else. I'll let you fill in the blank. And this is where we are. This is where we are. Again, with the curse-laden episode that I've had, this is going to be a weird little mini segue into the final topic of the show. But for those of you who haven't done so lately, I would strongly suggest you open a Bible. Because we're watching history happen in front of us right now. And it's all been recorded there. And again, you can either listen to what I'm saying or ignore it, discount it. It doesn't matter to me anymore. Because at the end of the day, I know that there's something I'm supposed to be doing, and this is it. This is it. Whatever comes next, right now, in this moment, I am supposed to be trying to reach everyone I can just to let them know that, hey, you don't have to keep worrying about the national level political crap. Quit letting it consume your entire life. Quit making it the end-all, be-all of your existence. Focus on your children. Focus on your family. Trust me. There are plenty of other things that went wrong in my marriage. But one of my biggest things, and one of the things that I kept trying to explain to her, was that I tend to get a bit single-minded. And once she started doing her own shows, selling the Ring Bomb stuff, I finally thought she got it. Because of how much she enjoyed doing those. And then she just shut it all down. Because she just didn't care anymore. So I guess at the end of the day, what I'm really trying to say is not only do you need to find a way to make sure that your corner of the world is a little bit better place, you also need to make sure that you're maintaining your balance. Otherwise, this stuff's going to drive you crazy. All right, anyway, on that note, we are just about out of time, so we're going to start wrapping things up. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we do have full lineup. I think it's Ashes in the Making at 7. Probably done somewhere between 8:15 and 8:30 because Brad can't tell time. Then we have the folks on Bleepin', and then Juxtaposition on its new night, 9-ish. Well, I guess 10-ish Eastern. Sorry, I'm used to Central Time. We're going to go back to Ghost Stories. Circling back around to that. Ordy's already found a lot of stuff. I have a few things I'm going to be dropping. So I hope you guys will join us. It has been my pleasure to be back in front of the microphone with you again, especially after what feels like a really long break when my entire world went sideways. But I'm putting one foot in front of the other, learning to process it day by day. Actually considering starting a blog. Probably will remain private for a while, but it just will wind up being somewhere that I can put things down, and at some point, you know, I may or may not publish what I've kind of started piecing together about, you know, recovering from, you know, being in the same relationship for 22 years and basically being told that the person you were married to was only pretending the entire time. I may explain that in more detail another time, but tonight's not going to be that night because I have been depressed enough this week. We're not doing that. But on that note, we got to go! So I have to be up in a few hours and do this all over again. Not that I'm complaining about it. Not really. Because I actually do like doing this stuff. But on that note, as soon as I can get my computer to cooperate with me, we're going to get out of here. All right, there we go. And here we go. All right, guys, have a great night. I will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, for the Happy Friday Eve edition of Your Daily Dose with my co-host, Stacey Lennox. And then I'll be back pushing buttons for the Disasters in the Making crew. And then I'll be back pushing buttons and in front of a mic with the one, the only, the opulent Amish, Ordy Packard, as we do juxtaposition now on Thursday nights. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, better not do that yet, sorry. Hit the wrong button. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. We're out.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.